The flow of communication in classrooms is faster than ever before. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Caton Rosser, associate professor of mass communication at Black Hills State University, explores what this means for students and professors as they adapt to a changing world.
Interactive communication using online technologies, the Web 2.0 approach, is revolutionizing communication in higher education. Or is the collaborative approach and full-blown paradigm shift really nothing new at all? Students and professors in higher ed are rushing to adapt learning and teaching activities by accessing digital and social media formats like Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Prezi. The interdisciplinary nature of online technologies is reducing or eliminating learning boundaries. The new fast-as-lightning, convenient communication channels offer students an interdisciplinary education, or more exactly, a multidisciplinary education, which has been a goal of progressive educators and basic tenet of universities for years. Thomas Kuhn, in his 1962 text, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, said that scientific advancement is not evolutionary, but rather a, quote, series of peaceful interludes punctuated by intellectually violent revolutions, unquote. And in those revolutions, quote, one conceptual worldview is replaced by another, unquote. The paradigm shift in one way of communicating to another, from labor-intensive face-to-face to instantaneous online gratification, has metamorphosed old communication technologies. Progress has been driven by administration, faculty, and staff scanning the horizon, morphing into a new frontier of discovery, of interdisciplinary sharing that is bridging former territorial barriers and teaching methods. The collaborative process may have reached the level of a full-blown paradigm shift in interdisciplinary communication in higher ed.
That was Mary Caton Rosser of Black Hills State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.